This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan, Hoffy, who has been off seemingly for the last 2 months, he has told us he's going to mail this in. I don't expect a whole lot, but maybe he'll surprise us.
I appreciate you. And I appreciate the,
confidence.
Expectations that I give on a normal basis. All right, listen, you were talking about Devin Williams earlier. So I have a bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Devin Williams will get his closer job back before the end of the season.
I would have said it's a bald-faced lie. I don't see it. I think the wheels are off. I think it's getting worse. I think it's picking up velocity. He's already crashed a few times. This thing is starting to feel like it's going to be a wreck that is maybe not salvageable. So I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I just don't feel it. I certainly haven't seen it. You know, I mean, the way his season ended last year, the way it started this year, the microscope that is now intensifying, the fact that they have somebody else in Luke Weaver, last night aside, who has certainly some internal confidence within the organization. I think bald-faced lie. What do you think? You think he gets it back?
I do. I think he's the best relief pitcher in New York.
But what the hell's going on?
What's he waiting for? Listen, I'm not saying that he's right at the moment. He's clearly off. But I think that once he gets his stuff right, once he gets his splitter, his screwball, whatever it is that he throws, his off-speed pitch, his bender, airbender pitch, once he gets that down and he can figure that out, I think that he will become the most significant relief pitcher in New York over Diaz, over Weaver, over everybody. But again, he's just not there at the moment. And yesterday, I know that you can't make it about the rain because Carlos Rodon pitched in the rain.
Rodon.
Which, by the way, maybe that's it. Maybe you just dump buckets of water while Rodon is pitching and he'll figure it out. He usually sweats a lot anyway, so the dampness doesn't really bother him at all.
Mm-hmm. He's used to being sloppy and wet. Although, yes. Before last night, he was dry and he's been pretty good. He's been on a heater, man. He's been really good for a while.
He's been very good. So
ever
finally,
since I buried him, remember that? I crushed him like a month ago, said I don't trust him. Honestly, I don't think he's lost since.
No? Well, he must have listened to you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this may be a two-parter depending on how you answer the question.
By the way, what they tell you not to do in journalism school. You know that, right?
No. I never went to journalism school.
Well, for those young and stunning. Those young and aspiring journalism students here, they always tell, like, you'll hear this. I'll get to the question in a sec. Like, you'll hear at a press conference, hey, Carlos and Mendy, and you ask one question, and then you ask two questions. So it's basically a double barrel question, they call it. But if you're the subject who's receiving the questions, you have an out. You take the easier of the two, and you basically gloss over the tough one. Like, hey, let's say Soto was hitting 190. Hey, Mendy, are you worried about Juan Soto, and how surprised are you that Pete Alonso's off to this amazing start? Well, which one do you think I'm going to go to? I'm going to go and I'm going to just pop up Pete, and I'm going to ignore the Soto stuff.
Well, again, I'm saving the second part to after you answer the first part.
I'm just giving you a little journalism.
Listen to this. I didn't go to journalism school, and I still know not to ask you both questions. So let's go.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Knicks Celtics will be playing game six up against Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. Ball-faced live, ball-faced truth.
That's ball-faced truth. Knicks, absolutely. There's no question they're getting at least one more. They might get three more. Yeah, that's the Friday night.
That's Friday the 16th.
That's the 16th. That would be a massive decision on, certainly on my part. I mean, I don't know how you would probably, we're all supposed to be going. Knicks are playing the Celtics game six. See you, baseball. I mean, it's a Knick night. I'm sorry. But yes, I do think the Knicks are going to.
And you just ruined my next question.
You
ruined it.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay,
ball-faced truth.
Strike that from the record. Yep.
Will BT be attending the Mets Yankees game on May 16th?
Once they win that second, no, come on. What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to the Mets Yankee game. There's no doubt about it.
It's funny. They were doing this. They were trying to get on Loogie last week. I think I heard this. There is no way, like for me, that I could, even though the energy with Soto and it's going to be insane, that place is going to be bonkers, but.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emigreed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emigreed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The urgency for the, like, I wouldn't be able to enjoy the Yankee Met game. And I did that once. I did this once and I vowed I'll never do this again. I don't know what year. I guess it was 99. I was working in Pennsylvania, my first radio job, a million years ago. I go to the Yankees-Phillies game, drive in from my old radio partner from Allentown, go to Philadelphia, the old veteran stadium turf, right? That's when I broke my hand when I tried to catch a Tino home run in BP. I think I mentioned, yeah, break my finger, whatever. And the Knicks are playing the Pacers that night in the playoffs. And that's one of the games Larry Johnson drilled like three or four threes from the corner. And I'm watching the game like in between getting beers and going to get food and watching the Yankees. I never again. Knicks playoff game priority number one. I don't care what's happening with the Yankees.
This is where multitasking comes in. Nope. And I know you can kill me and crush me on it. Listen, we're going to be on our phones most of the time anyway. We're going to be in front of people. People are probably going to come up to you and be talking to you and stuff like that at the game anyway.
Yeah. So even more reason not to go. I'm more distracted.
Well,
is that a sell job or is that a like reason not to go?
Well, no, listen, for me, it's a reason to go because you guys get distracted. I'll do something else. I'll run away. No, but here's the thing is, like, the reality is I can multitask, and I've done this before. Like, yesterday, I had Knicks, Celtics. I had Yankees, Padres going on. While it was pouring out, I'm watching both things. You could do more than one thing at a time, and I'll just have my phone, and I'll have the Knicks, Celtics on. It's no big deal.
Do we have a time? I know this Saturday is 3:30. Do we have a time?
8 o'clock.
What time?
8 o'clock.
Oh, that's a fire pit night. There's no chance you see me. That is fire pit night with family, and that is...
So game six,
Friday
BT
night
will not be at Yankee Stadium.
Not if the Knicks are playing, no.
Okay.
There's no way. There's no chance, dude.
All right.
I mean, I don't know how Sal's going to want to do that either.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. More tickets for me. I'll bring my kids.
I know how your mind is thinking. I'm not surprised.
Hey, kids, you want to go to a game?
Yeah.
Well, Mitch is always asking for the kids to come, so now I'll bring the kids.
You are a good, not a mooch, but you are opportunistic.
It's not a mooch.
No, you're opportunistic.
That's exactly.
Well, that's why I said not a mooch.
Thank you.
Don't bite my head off. Let me finish. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Well, that's it. You jumped on my questions. Fine. Here, I'll give a last one. Pete Alonso. Okay?
Oh, so those both. Were like, okay. So
depending on how you answered the first question, I was going to like,
that was the third one.
Yes.
It wasn't the second part of number two, it was number three.
No, it was going to be number three. But
my bad.
It's okay. You jumped on it, but I'll give you a third one anyway.
Appreciate it. Make it easy. Make it fun.
Make it easy.
All right.
Pete Alonso is 18 home runs away from breaking Darryl Strawberry's record. Pete Alonso will do that before David Wright's numbers retire.
What was the date on David Wright again?
July, I want to say 17th?
July. Is it really middle of July? All right, so you're talking about two full months of base. He's how many away? 16? That's about eight a month or so.
18.
He's got 10 now? Is that what he's at 10 or 11?
He's at 9.
He's at 9. All right, 18, 27, 36,
July 19th. 45. So he's got two more days now added to it.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. I've been all in on Pete. Nobody has supported Pete more than me over the years. I'm a president of the Polar Bear Express. Nah, listen, I really did think he was going to have a really good year, so I'm not surprised by this. even a little bit more than I thought. I didn't think we'd quite see this early. Like, I didn't think he'd be hitting 340. He's really changed his approach, which is awesome. I think he does it most of the season. Probably winds up hitting 285 or so. He's not going to hit 320. He's not that kind of hitter. But he's going to get a lot of MVP votes, and I do think he's going to break Stroh's mark by the David Wright retirement ceremony. You going to go to that? You going to try to?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get to everything.
I didn't think you liked David Wright. You always dissed
David Wright. No, I love David Wright.
Everybody
the captain. No, I was.
Like, love him or you like him?
No, love
okay,
him.
I hope
love
so.
Him.
Then mischaracterization, my bad.
Yeah. No, I don't like Nimmo. I think everyone knows
that.
I
know you don't like Nimmo.
And it's not that I don't like Nimmo. It's more of, I think people overrate him. I think that's what it is. I actually like his characteristics.
How could you not? He's a hustler. He's a team guy.
He reminds me.
He's just not that good of a baseball player anymore.
That's the problem. And he's hurt. He reminds me of a left-handed Hunter Pence. I always say that.
I love Hunter Pence. I say it a little like mechanical, a little
awkward.
A little bit.
Unconventional.
Oh, man. All right. Good stuff there. Ballface Live, Ballface Truth. Good job on that, Hoff. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal is our number. We'll come back. Got an hour to go. Rev up the Nick energy. A little Yanks, a little Mets, a little something on. I did some of the Devin Williams stuff, but something from the Met game last night that I definitely want to get to as well. I got you till 2. Then it is Evan and Tiki next on The Fan.